What can be done to right the wrongs of the Negro people of this country? What can be done to bring about social and racial justice and fulfill the promises of American life for all our people, both the black working poor and the white working poor?
During the early 20th century, African American people were struggling to find their place in society, to have the same rights as white America, and be viewed as people of worth.
It was our fervent plea for strong voices to be raised from all areas of our society, out of varying traditions and interests, to arouse the conscience of our land in order to achieve, in fact, that which has already been won in law, and what always has been in the hearts of good men: equality, justice, freedom, and human dignity for all men, regardless of color or country.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of western North Carolina, a small black community, the Junaluska community, has had the same concerns. Watauga County, North Carolina was formed in 1849. By 1890, there were 431 black people in the county who had become a close-knit community of families connected by blood and marital ties. In the 1920s and 30s, there were 8 small black communities in Watauga County. When the economy shifted and the black schools of Watauga were forced to consolidate, most of the black communities moved into the Boone Township. Sam Horton shared his experiences on what it was like to be black during segregation.
It was a segregated time. You had to do as you were. There were certain places you couldn't go, certain places you couldn't eat. It wasn't all that bad, but it wasn't too good. You had to ride the back of buses and the front of a train where the smoke was. Anywhere was discomfort, the black man had to be there. That was a funny thing. You rode the back on buses and the front on trains. You know, you rode always where the smoke was. Back of the bus is smoking, and the front of a train is smoking.
Although the white community was so close, it seemed so far away.
We didn't patronize them. They wouldn't socialize with you. If you went in, they dark shoulder you, you know. And you had to get your stuff. If you wanted a sandwich, you ordered it and left. Had to go to the back to do that. You didn't go in no front.
Even though the laws have changed, Sam to this day cannot set foot in certain places.
And I don't know what year it was when they passed a law that we could go eat with them, you know, go into cafes, but I never did, and I don't today. I don't go in them and don't associate with them. Well, I didn't back then, and I don't now. I don't know why, because my children does. We go hunting, and them boys of mine will go walk right in a cafe and sit down and order what they want. And I tell them, well, bring me a hot dog, a hamburger, whatever I want out, because I don't go in no cafes. That's funny, eh? Well, back when we couldn't, I didn't make it a habit of doing it, and since we can, I still don't make it a habit to go in and eat with.
Peggy Horton, Sam's wife, shares what it was like to go to school during that time.
We had 3 teachers, the younger group, and then the middle group, and then high school. And they were all black teachers, and they're all from Winston-Salem State University. Basically, it was math, English, it was geography then, and history, and the foreign language was Latin. We had good teachers, and they were sure that we got just exactly all that they had to give. They gave it to us. I never felt that I was cheated out of an education, because the teachers just didn't put up with this foolishness without, I can't read and I can't do this. They were determined that we would do the best that was in us. And then when I stepped out into the working world, I never had a problem with anything, because I was just as well qualified as the next person when I went on my job.
Not only had the community open its own school, but the community formed its own small business district, including 2 homefront grocery stores, a teenage hangout, a nightclub, and a drinking establishment called the Chocolate Bar. According to an article written by Susan Keefe and Jody Manross, black-owned businesses were small-scale and often short-lived. Most black people in Boone were farmers, cooks, housekeepers, and servants in white homes. Mary Presnell, a white resident of Watauga County, recalls what the black community was like when she was growing up as a child during segregation.
Memories of black people, my maternal grandparents, Richard and Lily Calvert, lived in the Junaluska community, and their neighbors were blacks. And I know that the blacks call them Uncle Dick and Aunt Lily. And they visited in each other's homes. And my granddaddy would take me and we would walk to the black church. And I don't know if I could find it now. In fact, I think it's been torn down. We went there to worship. Now, the difference that I did see, the blacks, when they sang, they were happy, you know, upbeat, a lot different than the church that I went to. I personally did not know what segregation was.
The 1950s and 60s was the height of the civil rights movement. But what was going on in the Junaluska community during that time? Virgil Greer, a black resident of the Junaluska community and co-founder of the Junaluska Heritage Foundation, tells what it was like in the 50s and 60s when he was growing up as a child.
When I grew up, there were a number of houses in the community uninhabited. People built them, stayed a while, moved away. I heard these stories that were rich about people who came from other places, people, names I never saw, names that I didn't even associate until just a few years ago, of all these people that were in this community and never really knew who they were. Blacks found out that they could not operate or associate in the white community. In their need to bond together, this community did what any other community would do. And as a matter of fact, they were ahead of their time. They started to develop stores, and they started to develop all the things that they needed to separate themselves from white America and still be American. So we had grocery stores that operated just under the same premise as the white. We had barbershops. We had restaurants. We had we didn't have hotels, but we had places that will allow people to come as strangers, people are passing through. They give you room and board. You live there just like you would in a hotel or any place else, and you could work and, you know, and all the things that you needed to do, and someone would fix your meals for a fee. All of those things. We had dressmakers. We had seamstresses. We had all the things that, you know, that you needed. People would wash your clothes. We had everything that they had downtown Boone. We had in uptown Junaluska.
Governmentally enforced segregation and governmentally imposed discrimination because of race, creed, or color, so far as enforcement by government is concerned, will be off the books within the foreseeable future. And I think that that is the real job ahead, is once the whole problem is laid bare and clear, then democracy will take over, and that means each individual.
In 1965, schools in Watauga County integrated. Black students were forced to leave their sheltered community and enter into a whole new world, a world they had never experienced. Everything changed. Black people in Watauga County were now able to shop and eat in the white society and receive the same education that the white children in the area were receiving. In 1966, Watauga Consolidated School was closed and the black students attended Watauga High School. Mitzi Grimes experienced this change firsthand and tells how it affected her life.
In 1965, they integrated the schools. We went that following year. In August, we went to Watauga High School. And I went my junior and senior year, and I graduated in 1967. I took home ec for 2 years, the 2 years that I was at Watauga. And I learned, well, I know already knew how to sew and cook, but going there and being able to do and not having to say, no, you can't cook, you can't sew, you can't do this, you can't do that. There's a lot of kids that didn't want to go, but I was glad to go. When we went to a Watauga High School, we had a choice to take what classes we want. The black school, we didn't. And then, well, it was a lot easier just because the teachers, there was a lot of students in the room and they didn't have a lot of time, but they would help you if you needed help. I enjoyed my 2 years at Watauga High School.
Mitzi says that there was some racial tension between the students, but that the teachers overall made the black students feel protected.
They wanted to make it hard for us because they didn't want to go to school with us, but they seen we were there to stay, so they had to accept it. Now the teachers, they were good. They was good. They would help us in any way that helped me. I don't know about that because I was in a class by myself with nobody else in that class but me.
Jesse Folk, a member of the Junaluska community, says that it took some time to adjust to her new school environment.
It was a lot different because we had different classes. You sort of felt like a fish out of its pond because there were so many more people and the classes were different, and we were split up because each classroom was different. You would go to a math class, You didn't have, like we did at our old school, all four grades in that one classroom that covered everything. You know, you had your English and your math and all under that one teacher in that one room. All those grades went up through four. And after they integrated the schools, we had separate classrooms. Like we would go to a math class. We had a different teacher for each course, and we had the math class, English. I was scared, you know, because we didn't know what to expect. Everybody was nice, you know. I felt welcome. Everybody was really, really nice, but we were so much farther behind, you know. It took some time, you know, to get caught up and to get used to their procedure, you know, the way that they did things.
One could only imagine the fear and uncertainty these students faced. But what was it like for the white students? Bill Winkler remembers the first time he heard about integration.
I was a freshman here at Watauga High School the first year of integration. I remember at the elementary school in the eighth grade just hearing a few of the other kids chanting one day when we were out on the playground, 2, 4, 6, 8, now we want to segregate. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I didn't know what it meant. And I asked them, and they told me, and I just remember going, oh, and I was a little puzzled about it. But the only thing that I really remember is just being a little bit nervous about it. We didn't know exactly what to expect. And again, and this is also embarrassing to admit, but until I heard those kids chanting, it never had occurred to me that we weren't integrated, just because I hadn't thought about it. And it, that's a terrible thing. I guess it's just it's when something's not on your mind. I don't know if you'd say we were in denial or if ignorance was bliss or what the situation was. It hadn't really occurred to most of us. You know, where did the blacks go to school? You know, we didn't talk about it. But I do remember being nervous about it. And of course, you know, we'd heard a few news reports about things that had happened elsewhere.
The same year integration took place, Watauga County opened a new high school. The school was new to everyone, not only the black students, but the white as well. Before the new high school had been built, white students attended different schools throughout the county. Bill feels like this might have been the reason for the smooth transition into integration.
And then the school opened, and it might have been a really good thing that it was a brand new school opening all at the same time, because everybody was nervous. This school didn't belong to anybody. This was not the Boone school that the county people were coming to, or one of the county schools that the Boone people were coming to. And it was everyone's school, but nobody's school. Nobody had a sense of ownership at that time, and we were all nervous about being here. And that might have diffused some of the tensions, or mask them, or that sort of thing.
Bill said that his first encounter with a black student changed his life forever.
But I was also fortunate in that it just happened that the first black student that I met was Morris Hatton, who was a sophomore, and he and I were both in chorus. That was the first real contact, the first, you know, actual black student that I'd ever spoken with in my life. And I don't know that either of us had a real typical experience. I was very shy, but music was my thing. You know, so when I was in chorus class, I was myself. I was relaxed. And then there was this wonderful guy who was incredibly talented, who seemed to be very relaxed and very happy where he was. I just liked the guy. And that was my first introduction to being in school with a black person. And I remember thinking, well, this is just no big deal. And it may have been totally different because, again, you know, I've talked about being nervous. Well, in retrospect, when I look back on probably the problems not only here but elsewhere, so much of it was based on fear. When people are fearful, they act in a different way, a defensive kind of mode. And I was very shy and a little fearful. If my first contact had been with someone who felt the same way, you know, who was also shy and fearful, and if there had been this automatic taking a stance and a side, maybe my whole life would be different. I don't know. And again, you don't think about it at the time. At the time, you just live it. And I guess I'm just really fortunate that was my experience.
Violence broke out tonight in Birmingham, Alabama, as police and police dogs charged a group of 600 Negroes marching on City Hall. The police charge came after Negroes and whites began fighting about 100 yards from the City Hall.
The experiences of blacks in Western North Carolina, specifically in Watauga County, are unique compared to the rest of the South. When you consider the fact that even during the Civil War, there were at least 100 white soldiers from this county on the Union side, and that many slaves were brought to the mountains and deliberately set free. Living was hard in the mountains. and blacks and whites had to work together to survive. Although there was prejudice and bigotry, it was never as blatant as the rest of the South. It has been 40 years since desegregation, and since then, the black community has changed enormously. There's no longer a business district, more people have moved out of the community, and there's a smaller percent of black students in Watauga County schools. The Junaluska community is completely integrated. Events like these have impacted a whole race of people, but this story of a black community in the mountains has personal significance to me. This community is my home. And my mother and father, Morris and Alma Hatton, were two of the first black students to integrate. I'm Pamela Patton. Thanks for listening.